One thing we're seeing out there that's of interest is clear ongoing demand for the US dollar, despite attempts at a recovery in risk assets. This highlights the not one, but two distinct drivers of US dollar demand right now. Those two drivers being flight to safety demand, and if not flight to safety demand, then the second one, which is yield differentials. So while there may be less demand for the US dollar into early Thursday because US equity futures are trying to bounce, this hasn't been able to offset dollar demand from what is becoming a very clear monetary policy divergence between the Fed and other central banks that puts yield differentials in the buck's favor. Ultimately, if the Fed policy trajectory continues this way, we worry this won't do much to encourage any sustainable recovery in risk assets, as the higher rates in the U.S. do pose major risks to growth in the U.S. economy and global economy by extension. We also worry that a lot of the recovery in stocks that we're seeing is more because of pledges from governments for economic support in light of an anticipated slowdown, rather than because of any inherently fundamentally positive developments. The one positive for markets, perhaps, is that technical studies are looking quite extended in the US dollar's favor, which could lead to a reversal, which could lead to some more inspired risk on flow. But it's too early to make such a call just yet, and we recommend proceeding with caution. Key standouts on today's calendar come from the ECB speak, Eurozone sentiment and confidence reads, a BOE Bailey speech, German inflation, and US GDP and US initial jobless claims. That's all for now.